On January 9th, about 5 p.m., 57-year-old Catherine Herbert came to the sheriff's office in Prescott and reported she had shot and killed her husband, 58-year-old James Herbert. The couple resides in the 18,000 block of Frontier Road in Peoples Valley. Some background based on initial statements from Catherine. She told deputies the incident actually occurred on January 6th, 2018, after James arrived home from work during early evening hours. An argument ensued, which continued throughout the evening. Catherine claimed James was aggressive towards her and feared being assaulted. As a result, she retrieved a loaded shotgun from the bedroom, pointed it at him, and told him to stop. James walked away and went into the bedroom. He returned a short time later and picked up a black bag known to contain a handgun. He walked back to the bedroom as he rummaged through the bag. Catherine grabbed the shotgun and followed James, stopping at the bedroom door. Catherine claimed she saw James, who was looking away and focused on the handgun, operate the slide on the handgun as if loading a round into the chamber. When he looked up, she thought he raised the handgun, and she fired the shotgun, striking him in the head. Catherine checked James, who had fallen to the floor, and saw a severe wound to his head. She panicked and a short time later decided to drive to Snowflake, Arizona, where she stopped at an area church around 3 a.m. on the 7th to pray. She eventually returned home that morning to find her husband's body as she had left it. She stayed home, slept, and cleaned the house. On January 8th, she drove to Wickenburg, ran some errands, and then returned home where she remained for the day. The next day, January 9th, late in the day, she called her daughter and discussed the incident, then drove to her daughter's house in Prescott Valley. Her daughter then brought her to the sheriff's station to report the shooting. Deputies were dispatched to the home in Peoples Valley, where they found the body of James deceased from a gunshot wound, as had been described by Catherine. A handgun was recovered. After an extensive interview with Catherine, another fact was determined during the investigation. Catherine was booked on a charge of first-degree murder and remains in the Camp Verde Detention Center.